AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama's eulogy for Reverend Clemente Pinckney in Charleston, South Carolina included Amazing Grace.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
In an emotional eulogy, the president said Pinckney set an example worthy of his position, wise beyond his years. Reverend Pinckney was one of nine people shot and killed at his church, Emmanuel AME. The president also spoke about the accused shooter, Dylan Roof.
Blinded by hatred, he failed to comprehend what Reverend Pinckney so well understood. The power of God's grace.
The president also called for the removal of the Confederate flag to acknowledge the wrongs of slavery. Same-sex couples are either getting married or are getting marriage licenses in several states. The Supreme Court ruled same-sex couples around the country can get married. Here's the AP's Mark Sherman.
The decision, which was written by Justice Kennedy, said that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution applies to same-sex couples as well as heterosexual couples. And it's really the culmination of decades of lawsuits over gay rights in general and more specifically about marriage.
Pastor Rick Scarborough with Vision America says gay marriage is the law of the land at the expense of the First Amendment.
Extreme grief, that only way I can sum it up. I groaned in my spirit.
The reaction to the ruling from Kathy Marino Thomas of Marriage Equality USA is it's awesome.
It's American. It's what our country's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be prejudiced, and it's not supposed to be against people. It's supposed to be supportive and welcome families with open arms, and that's what it did today.
Baseball, Ryan Sandberg has resigned as manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. Closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. Hopes of a debt deal with Greece kept stocks higher. The Dow finished up 57 points. This is AP Radio News. At the Pentagon, spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says it's too soon to say if the attacks today in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France are connected.
We are continuing to look into this. We're collecting intelligence as rapidly as possible.
In Tunisia, at least 37 were killed in an attack at a beach resort. A suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Kuwait. At least 27 people were killed there. The U.S. Embassy in Paris is warning American citizens to be vigilant after an attack on a U.S.-owned gas factory in southeastern France. Investigators say a suspect beheaded his boss at the factory. The Tonight Show tonight on NBC will be a rerun. The AP's Warren Levinson reports the host, Jimmy Fallon, injured his hand.
The network does not provide any details, not which hand it was, how it was hurt, or what the injury was. Fallon's show, the top-rated late-night TV program, was scheduled to have Benicio del Toro, Taylor Kitsch, and Penn and Teller as guests.
Fallon's injury required minor surgery. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.